Welcome to E-commerce Scaling Secrets podcast. So on this podcast, we interview the best minds in online advertising and in e-commerce. And I share my personal experience spending over $40 million on paid advertising annually for our clients and their own business. So welcome to this podcast, guys.
Hey guys, in this video, I'll show you how this company, Bombas, makes over $100 million a year by giving away socks and how you can also implement this strategy for your business. Whether you have already like established business or you're already like only like, let's say six figure level, you can implement this to increase the conversion rate. You can also impact your customer loyalty and you can build something that's valuable and you can differentiate from other people in a space. So company name is Bombas, you can see here, and they pretty much has grown their brand by the business model one for one, right? So this model was invented a few years ago by a company called Toms. So pretty much for every pair of product that they sell, you know, the socks, company donates one pair to homeless shelters. So the business mission that tugged customers' heartstrings. So pretty much they're making positive impact with their products and focus on the positive impact and quality of the product, like made socks more comfortable, durable, well-designed. So this is pretty much their kind of like a competitive edge. You can see over time, they have donated over 49 million pairs, right? So it means like 49, that's also reflects the number of orders that they have generated. So they generated 49 million orders, right? So the company is doing extremely well. And so you can see product by itself is nothing like, nothing special. I mean, everyone needs socks, right? But it's like, there's only so much you can differentiate and kind of like socks on the level of the product, right? You can make them more comfortable, yes. You can get some a bit better fabric, yes. You can get some maybe new technology sometimes, yes, right? But then pretty much the rest of it is what they have done with this cost, and this is what helps them to keep their customers loyal, right? So how you can implement it. Understand your mission and your product before asking for money, right? So you can do the research, and it took the Bombas co-founders 2 years of learning about socks and homelessness to verify their business idea was worth launching. Now, this is a lot different, right? This is a lot different than a lot of dropshippers. A lot of you guys, if you've been doing like dropshipping business, I mean, you can be profitable from day one, right? You can be profitable from first like week. These guys have only started to be profitable by year three in business. Right, so not everyone can surpass that, right? Especially if you have family, if you have bills to pay. So obviously there is something to it, like something to the mindset or maybe the particular circumstances that these guys had where they could simply concentrate on that business and make it work. Because if you just dedicate time to your business, and this is what I realized, like from the mistake that I made, like all the time I would be focused on like short-term like gratification with business, like dropshipping, like want to be profitable today. And that's kind of like, that's good on one side, but on the other side, that also ruins you because it's just like, you're focusing on that like short-term gratification and you never like, you don't get to like think, okay, what if I sacrifice, let's say 1-2 years, but really grow something bigger, right? Like what if I reinvest every single dollar and I even get some extra financial resources and grow something extra large, right? So that has been, you know, partially like my mistake that I wasn't doing, but these guys, you can see they're growing something like extremely, extremely valuable and big. So mission research, how we can do it. You can brainstorm what business model will have the most impact for your social cause. So with Bombas, the one-for-one model solved the problem of too few sock donations in homeless shelters. Research the social issue you are trying to solve. This information will help you decide which business model will have the greatest positive impact. Brainstorm catchy way to communicate your mission to shoppers. And guys, even like our clients in our program, E-commerce Scaling Secrets, they're doing like multiple seven figures a year by pretty much by this angle, by this social angle. So if you buy our product, then we will contribute something to the to particular charity, right? Like you're making an impact. Let's say if I'd be selling hats, if you buy this hat, we will donate, you know, particular amount, or like we'll feed one person in the country when they're manufactured. I mean, so they're manufactured in China, probably not. But if they were like, China is strong by itself, it's a very strong country, people working very hard. But let's say it was manufactured somewhere in like Honduras or Guatemala or some of these countries, then where the infrastructure simply is not developed, when possibly there's not a lot of jobs for people to have, then I would have, like, let's say you buy this hat. Pura Vida does this, right? Pura Vida bracelets does that, where they sell the bracelet and they, I mean, I don't think they even like contributed to charity, but say it contributes and grows like local communities, something like that, right? So you can always integrate it, even if you drop shipping. Again, we have guys in our community drop shipping and using this as the competitive edge over their competition. So brainstorm catchy ways to communicate that. So be better, right? So that's their motto. Communicates that their brand is driven, you know, by purpose more than just profit.
Hey guys, people have been asking me how we scale to multiple six figures or even seven figures per month without getting shut down on Facebook. And we have a very sophisticated solution for this that I want to share with you, but it's just like too valuable to give away for free. So if you guys want this solution, just book a call with one of my team members and we'll show you exactly what it is and how it works. And we'll see if that's a good fit for you and for your business. So just book a call with my team member. We'll share it with you so you can scale your business to multiple six figures or even seven figures per month without getting shut down on Facebook, without having inconsistency and with high profitability. So just book a call with my team and I'll see you there.
Product research, learn about your market, become familiar with similar products to create the differentiating features of yours. Like the product itself, right? Like a lot of people in the space, in dropshipping space, guys, and this will change your business. Like if you're running dropshipping business, you can just like copy other dropshippers. That's what everyone does. Like people go to AdSpy, search for like dropshippers, like see what product they sell, try to copy it. Awesome. That's good. But that will not give you the competitive edge because you're pretty much copying what's already been created. What if you go and research brands, like real brands, like what they do, how they sell? Like you can take Bombas as an example, right? Okay, so this is how they reflect. This is their like story page, like giving back. Boom, that's it. That's very simple page. That would get some people over the edge. That would get like, what is this company, right? Like, but if company is actually donating to some charity, then it means that for some customers, okay, this is real company. The company is making positive impact. This would increase your conversion rate. So work with manufacturers to understand what it takes to create a great product. Find a manufacturer that will help you create multiple test versions of the product. You have this guide here. I'll have a link, or just comment guide and I'll send you this link, how to find a manufacturer guide below in the comments, and I'll share with you this link. Test your product with friends and family. Collect feedback through surveys and conversations to understand how you can improve your products before launching it. Again, this is slightly different product, right? This is slightly different approach because with dropshipping, you can launch like today. You don't even have to get this like feedback, right? But if you want to get something that is more like sustainable, if you prepare to do that kind of like longer term project, then this will work very well. Then grab attention, right? So now you have the product, now you have that messaging, grab attention. So podcasts and video tell your story with engaging long form mediums for Bombas. It gave the brand ample time to explain their cause and product quality. After Bombas made its appearance with Shark Tank reality show, the brand was no longer a small company. It put them on a map on a national level overnight, right? So they got that attention from the Shark Tank. And if you're running the mission-based brand, look for engaging marketing mediums that will give you enough time to tell your story, like podcasts, YouTube, TV ads, Instagram TV, right? So you can communicate that. Now, this is actionable, doable, like thing that you can do like today. The app is called Change Commerce Nation app. So pretty much what you can do here is you can pretty much just give away, like you can see your purchase with product donates, whatever, $1.2 to the cost of your choice, right? So this is how it will look like. And then featured nonprofits, right? So you can see donations, right? Like how much this, you know, you can pretty much do it like through this app. So people can actually donate when they buy, like people buy from you and it automatically deducted. So you didn't have to even like deal with that, right? So this is one of the like actionable steps, guys, that you can take if you want to test it out for yourself. If you feel like, so this is where you would use, like, if you feel like you're selling exactly the same product as everyone else, right? It's getting like competitive, like everyone's like ripping your ass, everyone's ripping your lenders. This is one of those things that will help you to differentiate. Obviously, improving the product itself and selling slightly different variation of the product is one of the things, but this is like This you can just start testing today and see how that impact. Now, that messaging now can be reflected on your ads as well. Now you're like totally different from every other dropshipper that's selling the same products.
Make sure you follow me on Instagram. It's Alex Feratov, 3F at the end, because I share behind the scenes strategies and things we do in our eight-figure business and also in my personal life. So make sure you follow me and I'll see you there.
So offline brand storytelling. So 2018, Bombas began selling its socks wholesale. So Bombas team only sells its socks wholesale if they're able to educate shoppers about their mission and products in store by training employees at wholesale stores to educate customers about Bombas one-to-one model, the quality of their socks, setting up educational signage and displays about Bombas one-to-one model and sock design and wholesale stores. Bombas know that the shoppers at wholesale stores might dismiss their $12 socks, which is like it's commodity product. It is commodity product. It's not something that is extremely like unique. You can get socks like anywhere. Like socks is a commodity. Socks is a commodity. You can buy socks for like $1. And so if you don't have that background, if you kind of like don't buy that vision, then you probably will not buy the socks, right? So it might be on some stage, right? Obviously, it's quality of the product, but that might be what gets customers over the edge of actually buying. So you have to be aware kind of like what is the level of competition. Again, if you face like fierce competition in your market, whatever you're selling, then this might be what will give you that kind of like differentiating point, right? There are a lot of companies have been built by this model, like Tom's. Let me show you guys. So Tom's, right? Like it probably was like a pioneer in this market, right? So you can see they have, so this started the 2002. So 2006, I think the company has started, $400 million company, 2019. They started this kind of like one-to-one, right? So if you buy like one pair of shoes, we'll give like one pair of shoes to kids, you know, in Africa or in these like poor countries. And so you can see so it's like in 8 years, pretty much they have sold the company at like for like $625 million. And so the founder's personal wealth following the deal was reported at $300 million, which is pretty good, $300 million, like in 8 years, worthwhile, you know, business to be involved with, right? So this is what this model can do for you, right? This model is very, very powerful if you utilize it, but then so you have it, right? And then make sure you promote it. You promote it hard, right? You promote it hard once you have it in your ads, on your website. You promote it everywhere. Again, we have guys in our program that have built selling regular products, selling like commodity products. They have built multiple seven-figure businesses using this model. So final notes, guys. Shoppers appreciate brands with social causes, but that charity is not enough to drive a purchase. You have to actually communicate it. You have to communicate it, and on top of that, obviously all of the other things about your product. It's kind of like one of those like selling points, right? It's one of those selling points that are important to some people. And for some people, that's actually important. Is this brand like, so people become like very aware about like environment, right? People become very aware about like social causes. So all of those things, guys, I mean, they kind of like add up. If you have that cause, you have to communicate it. And you have to make sure you promote it hard. So they have to believe in your product too, otherwise they might as well donate to nonprofits directly, right? So it goes only with kind of like, okay, so product is good, product does exactly what I wanted to do, and it also donates to the charity. It also makes me feel good. So why not buy it? So build the trust in your brand with marketing that focuses on your product quality and your mission. If you communicate both ideas well, shoppers will keep coming back to your brand, right? So now you got people sold on this idea to you donating, so now people feel good. Now they actually receive the product and they feel even better, right? Oh, it's actually a good product. So now they'll be inclined to come back. Now you'll get like 20, 30, sometimes 40, 50% repeat purchase ratio. Now that will inflate your profits. That will help you to build something a lot more sustainable. Again, guys, this is one of those like longer term strategies. It will impact your short term. That's for sure, for sure. You know, you can be like, you can increase your conversion rate. You can be more profitable. You can beat other people in the auction. But at the same time, you will also have this impact, right? You will have this impact. You will feel good. And you will drive that like longer term value of your brand, because if people are coming back, if you increase, like most dropshippers have like 2-5% repeat purchase ratio, which is very low. So if you get that ratio to be like 20, 30, 40%, this is where you drive real value of your brand. This is like where it becomes like a lot easier to sell, because let's say you're getting a customer, you're not actually getting one customer, you're getting like 1.3 customers, right? Because you know the repeat purchase ratio is 30%, for example. Right, so now for someone who will buy your company, all right, so this is how much it costs. Let's say it costs us like $20 to acquire a customer, and that customer makes like lifetime value of like $60, right? So now the metrics become a lot more interesting. Now you can drive a lot higher multiple for your company when you decide to exit it. So this is it, guys. I hope you liked it. Comment guide, so I'll send you this manufacturing guide, how to find a manufacturer, if you're ready for that step. Or if you're still like want to dropship, comment agents. I'll send you the list of my agents that we work with, that we have amazing relationship with, and that are reliable, that are shipping fast, and you can work with them as well. So comment agents or comment guide below so I can send those resources to you. If you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business, if you're like 6-7 figures, you want to get it to like 8-figure level, you want to be in the top community of other e-commerce entrepreneurs, you want to be where all of the top information is, then there should be the link below this video. Apply for a call with my team. This is only for intermediate advanced e-commerce entrepreneurs, dropshippers who want to take their business to the next level. So guys, thank you so much for watching. Like this video, subscribe to my channel, and I will see you in the next one.
Welcome to E-Commerce Scaling Secrets podcast. So on this podcast, we interview the best minds in online advertising and in e-commerce. And I share my personal experience spending over $40 million on paid advertising annually for our clients and their own business. So welcome to this podcast, guys.